this rover.
Daggy stag stag.
Crossed over. If I ever have a sin, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on Sunnyside Street.
There's a Dear Abby column today that it deserves and I think requires more attention than just a quick blurb in the Playhouse, and I'm going to share it with you, and you'll know why when I do it. This ought to be illegal. What's her name? Jeanine Phillips or Jean Phillips, the daughter of Pauline, who was Dear Abby. She now writes the column. Bruce, if you would, please, a little Dear Abby music. Dear Abby, a while back, you listed clues to look for if you suspected your husband of being unfaithful. I'd like to add to that list a bronzed body from a tanning salon. My husband Jerry and I are called the ideal couple. We're both physically active and in good condition. We've been married 46 years.
Wow.
Jerry brings me coffee, fruit, and the newspaper in bed every morning. He has also seduced or tried to seduce my sisters, some of my closest friends, and business associates. And now here is what Dear Abby writes back. But let me stop the music for a second. I want to make a point here. Here's a woman who suspects her husband because he's got a tan. And let's make the list up here. Pros, cons, point, counterpoint. Here, in the bad column, and is it really bad, my husband all of a sudden has a tan.
He's trying to look
so
good for her.
Thank you. Yeah. Here's the plus column. She says it herself. He brings me coffee, fruit, and the newspaper in bed every morning.
Oh, sounds like a prince.
Yeah. Start the music. Here's what Dear Abby has to say. You are a strong lady. I'm sure you'll make the right decisions about your future. I'm also pleased you're getting professional support because therapy can be helpful regardless of age. And then it says, and now the list. Here's the entire list of things to look for that mean your man is unfaithful. Number one, a sudden change in manner of dress and grooming. Stop the music. My wife is constantly nagging me. I wish you'd dress better. I wish you'd do like blah, blah, blah. All the things she wants. This says that if I were to do those things all of a sudden, I'm a no good scoundrel.
You're finally listening to your wife, and what does Abby say?
And this says sudden change in manner of dress or grooming. So what that says to me is stay a slob. Mm-hmm. Stay a slob, yeah. No suspicion. Start the music. Secretiveness. Stop the music. Let's say you're planning on taking your wife out to a special dinner you don't want her to know about. Or you're going to buy her a piece of jewelry and you're on the phone to Michael Jenner. And you're in another room.
Or you're scouting out a hotel room for you and her to go on
a romantic getaway. Yeah. You're on the phone to the Seasons Resort at Rend Lake, for example. Mm. Yes, I don't want her to know about this. Secrets.
Red flag.
Yeah, start the music. Unexplained absences.
That would go along with the secrets. I mean, the secrets you're planning stuff for.
Yeah, if you need to meet with Michael or one of his staff about the and look over some stones, and she says, honey, where are you going? I'm just going out. Uh-oh, unexplained absence. He must have a girlfriend.
Yeah. I'm going over to Charlie's house to play cards. You call Charlie, she calls Charlie, and you're not there.
He's not here.
Well, how does she know? Yeah.
That just means automatically, according to this, he's a no-good. Start the music. Number four, unfamiliar charges on credit card or phone bill. Stop the music. If I am on the phone to the Breezes Resort in Jamaica, making a long-distance call that I don't want her to know about, lining up a romantic getaway, I'm not going to tell her about it. She might get the bill and go, hey, what's this? A charge of Royal Caribbean cruise. Maybe he wants to take her on our cruise. So what?
Well, the last three or four are like redundant. It's all secrecy for her love. For her. It's love. It's love.
Terry, I think it's common knowledge that the element of surprise is one of the most romantic.
People are always talking
about that. Would you
agree
with that, Karen?
Yes,
surprise.
Absolutely.
Being totally surprised.
Yep.
Here, how about these?
Yep.
Tickets to Hawaii.
People are always saying that's the height of love, you know. Yeah.
And if PT's is on your credit card receipt, I mean, credit cards get stolen every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure they do.
Theft. But you're a victim. Not only you're not a scoundrel, you're a victim. Now, there's a long list here.
And you choose if your credit card gets stolen and it's used at PT's, you choose not to bother your wife with those petty details of your credit card.
Yeah. Maybe it got stolen just for like a couple hours and you found it.
Yeah, just a couple hours long enough for somebody to go to PT's. Yeah. Start the music. We're going to have to go through them because there's a long list here. We can't stop the music for each one. Hang-ups on your home phone. Well, that's not very clear, is it? What hang-up?
Well, that could be, say, from Michael Genovese, and you're setting something up.
Listen, don't
call here, but if you do have to call me, if she answers, just hang up.
Yeah. Or what if she answers the phone? Hello? Click. Could it not be that the person just realized they had the wrong number? Come on.
Yeah.
Here, number six, more business trips than usual. I call that trying to make a better living for her. Well, honey, you sure seem to be going on a lot of business trips. Yeah, I know. I want us to have a good life. Oh, I don't think so. You're no good. Number seven, he stops confiding in you or asking your advice. I think Terry said it a while ago. Sometimes you don't want to burden her.
Yeah.
So you don't go to her with every little trivial thing. Number eight, he sets up a new email account and doesn't tell you. Business. How about this? How about a thing called business email?
Yeah.
So that it doesn't clutter up regular email.
Hey, and going back to the confiding in them, so usually when you go to them and ask them something, they go, can't you figure that out yourself?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why do you always have to bother me with that
stuff?
Yeah. Number nine. Mutual friends start acting strangely toward you. They either know about his cheating or have been told stories about what a horrible wife or girlfriend you are.
Well, that's pretty presumptuous. How do you know that mutual friends aren't hiding a secret of seeing you and Michael Genovese?
Mm-hmm.
Or Bomberito?
Mm-hmm. How do you know that mutual friends aren't acting strangely toward you? Because they're so jealous of you, they don't want to have anything to do with you because you've got the perfect husband.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Number 10, he refuses to let you take him to the airport when he's leaving town.
I didn't want to burden you with all that airport traffic.
Thank you. You got your own things to do. I don't need to turn you into a cab driver.
And now with us on high alert.
Dan.
There could be danger.
Stop the music. Dan has just zeroed in on something. A man loves his wife so much that when the orange alert flag is out, he doesn't want to risk by his wife taking him to the airport. What if it did blow up there?
Yeah.
At least he saved her life, the mother of his children. Start the music. Number 11, your husband carries condoms even though you are on the pill.
Well,
all right, this is so easy, it's almost stupid to have to address
it. Yeah, it's easy. Tell us, right?
I know a lot of guys who carry condoms because it's not unheard of for them to be in situations with friends out. Maybe a guy at work goes, oh, hey, man, a single guy says, I got a hot date tonight, and oh, my goodness, I don't have any. Hey, here, Jim. Here. It's like having an extra cigarette.
Here,
I got one of his friends.
A friend of yours is cheating, and you don't want him to get his girlfriend pregnant. You don't want him to get
the disease. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Hey, man,
hand him
take my advice. Use the...
No, you don't care about his girlfriend, but you don't want him to take a disease back to his lovely wife.
Right. Yeah.
It's a humanitarian thing.
Yeah.
Have condoms at the ready
for
those who don't.
Safe sex.
Friends. Here, I've got six in my wallet.
Yeah.
Need one?
Number 12. Your husband deletes incoming phone numbers from caller ID. I believe caller ID has a maximum memory bank.
Yeah.
On unimportant calls, why clutter and fill the memory bank with calls that aren't necessary?
It's standard procedure.
Number 13, your husband leaves the home in the morning smelling like Irish Spring, and he returns in the evening smelling like Speed Stick, a different deodorant. I cannot tell you how many times here at work I work up a sweat working and doing this show. I may not have the same brand deodorant here that I have at home. You grab what you can grab.
Work deodorant
and
home deodorant.
And a lot of men's bathrooms now.
They
like,
provide.
Legends, yeah, they have that. They have deodorant.
Yeah. You can't tell them what to. I can't tell what the. In our bathroom here, we've got the full array.
Yeah.
I can't tell them what
and
to
every
stock
once
here.
In a while, it happens to be female deodorant. But that doesn't mean anything.
No, it means it
still works.
It means our bathroom ran out and Karen went in and grabbed us the
thing.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You agree?
That's right.
It's happened here 1,000 times.
Sure.
Crazy.
Number 14, your husband becomes accusatory, asking you if you're being true to him, usually out of guilt. Oh, really? Because your husband says, are you being true to me? That automatically means he's guilty. I'm not even going to address that. That's just
make
that's stupid. Sense. Number 15, your husband raises hypothetical questions such as, do you think it's possible to love more than one person at a time?
Well, talking about you, your daughter, your son, your
in-laws.
Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, do you think it's possible that I might have, I hope I have enough love to go around for my whole family?
Yeah.
That's what I hear. Number 16, your husband buys himself new underwear. We have discussed this. There comes a point and a time in a man's life when all of a sudden he realizes, holy mackerel, I've been wearing the same underwear. It's just coincidental timing.
And
finally
just,
decides, I need new underwear.
And you obviously buy underwear when you're away from home. During working hours, it's only natural to put it on at work and come home with different underwear on.
Yeah.
And you want to look good when you come home and take your clothes off for the one you love.
Thank you, Terry. What's more important, taking your clothes off for the person you love? You said it. You said it perfectly.
Man.
Number 17, your husband insists that the child seat, toys, etc. are kept out of his car. It sounds to me like this is just a guy who appreciates his automobile and doesn't want clutter in it.
Well, and he may
love their cars.
He may have a business luncheon. He may have to take some business people him.
Yeah, and how unimpressive is that to the boss? Yeah. Oh, sorry, let me take
this seat out.
Yeah,
I'll get in a second, boss.
Let me get that big wheels out of the trunk so you can put your case in there, sir.
Why else would you want to take the child stuff out of there? There's another reason.
There's another reason. Number 18, your husband stops wearing his wedding ring. How about this? How about some concern for his own blood circulation after he's gained a little weight?
Yeah.
Huh?
Women
think they're the only ones that bloat. That bloating? Oh, no. We bloat.
Do too.
And when it happens, you can either lose circulation, have your finger amputated, or you get your ring off with the blood flow.
And sometimes you work so feverishly at work, you wouldn't want to somehow that, if you don't have bloating, you wouldn't want that ring to slip off your finger, because that's your sign of love for your wife.
Yeah, that'd be terrible if you come home.
Carry you in the service.
Yeah.
One of the first things they do at basic training, when you hit the reception station, no rings.
Yeah.
Why? The danger of it getting caught and taking your hand off. And I think a lot of jobs, I know radio, there are numerous things in here we could catch our rings on.
Well, when you reach for the phone, you could snag it on the phone line.
Snag it on the microphone.
Yeah. So you keep it safe at home underneath your underwear in the bottom drawer.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to lose a finger.
In the attic.
Number 19. Your husband stops. Oh, number 19. Your supposedly works a lot of overtime, but it never shows up on the pay stub. How about this? How about a guy who has a relationship with his employer that is such that he says, "Boss, I don't mind putting in extra time because I know down the road, even though it may not pay up to show up on my paycheck, I'll get promoted."
Mm-hmm.
It's called investing in your company. With your own time, huh?
If he's salaried, he's not going to get it overtime anyway.
Not uncommon.
Yeah.
Not uncommon. Yeah. I'm going to stop and finish this list. There are about 8 or 9 more things. I think this is important, folks. I think it's important to stop passing judgment. We have to stop it. Stop the madness. Number 21, your husband has scratches or bruises on his neck or back.
Maybe he's playing a sport or something, or racquetball or something like that, or handball.
There are a zillion reasons that a guy can have scratches or bruises on his neck and his back.
Maybe he was defending your honor. Maybe he was.
Yeah, maybe somebody said, your wife's a real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your wife's gained a little weight, hadn't she?
Oh, that starts a fight.
Yeah, you take that back.
Fighting words.
You take that back. When the guy went to hit him, he turned, and the guy hit him in the back.
Yeah, a lot of cowards do that. They go after your back as you're walking away.
Oh, sure.
Well, that happens all the time. Number 22, your husband has a sudden desire to be helpful with the laundry. Once again, this is nothing more than the thing people, women say they want all the time. I wish he'd help more with the laundry. Oh, he does? Scoundrel.
Especially my underwear.
Yeah. I'll do my own underwear.
Where's the I'll do my own underwear. Where's the shout?
Number 24, your husband shows a sudden interest in a different type of music. Oh, I know what she's trying to say here. Like, maybe that's his girlfriend's music. Hey, when whoever said that a guy can't branch out?
Yeah, I mean, since time began, people change their taste in music.
Of course. Number 25, your husband has a sudden preoccupation with his appearance. I'm not even going to address so stupid. I'm not going
to
address it.
That was earlier.
Wanting to look good for you. Yeah. Wanting to please you.
Yes. Yeah. Number 26, your husband spends an excessive amount of time on the computer, especially after you've gone to bed.
Working.
Stop the music. I have a computer, and it's in the bedroom. It's in the corner of the bedroom at a little table. That annoying, you've got mail, or... bleep, little sounds and bleep, 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 little noises it makes or when the windows open and close. I'd rather wait till she's in bed asleep so that she didn't have to hear all that.
Well, that and you're spending time with her, and then when she finally goes to bed, it's like, okay, now I can get on the computer. I've spent time with my wife. Mm-hmm. She's in bed.
Well, when she's up, who wants a computer when you've got a wife?
Yeah.
You want her.
Yeah.
Who wants to be on the computer when that lovely person is there?
And I often go to hardware chat rooms where you talk about hardware and a way to build things.
She doesn't care about
Christian
that.
Christian chat rooms and a ball in the middle
car
of the
parts.
Night.
Yeah, she's not going to be interested in that. Why bore her with that? Number 27, your husband works long hours on weekends but is never at his desk to answer the phone. Then he calls back later with a reason like, well, I was working in the conference room where there's more space.
Uh-huh.
I don't see the problem here. A lot of companies shut their phones down on the weekend. You can't get through anyway.
More space on top of the conference table.
Yeah. Well, lay all your stuff out.
And their cell phones.
Number 28. Your husband seems to have a lot of emergency errands. Then he comes home empty-handed saying, oh, they didn't have what I needed. What's the big deal?
That sounds legit.
That's happened to me.
Sure.
You go to the store, and have you got these? All we're out. Okay, back home. And last, number 29 for this despicable column, it says, and the telltale sign of having a cheating spouse, having to ask the question in the first place, do you have a girlfriend?
Ooh.
It says, listen to your gut. Well, if you listen to your gut, all you're going to hear. This ought to be against the law.
Yeah.
Trash.
Spreading that trash.
That's exactly. Here. That's what's going, right?
Yeah,
trash.
Good place for it.
Right there. And you notice we have a female, and she never once argued with anything you said. She agrees 100%. There's the test right there. Hi, it's Frank. Okay. I have some gift ideas for you from Dearbergs, and things you may not have thought of from Dearbergs. How about gift cards? This is a great idea. You can get them in $10, $25, $50, $100 denominations, or an open value card to be filled into your specific needs. How about stirring up some fun with the Dearbergs School of Cooking gift card? There's a great idea that a lot of people would like. Need wine? Fine bottle of wine, kind of top the list of the most tasteful gifts for the host or the hostess. They have dozens of wines that are rated 90-plus by Wine Spectator and Wine Enthusiast. Many start at only $9.99 a bottle. So look for the ratings cards. And then there's the 224-page hardcover cookbook. There's more than 175 recipes and more than 50 great color photos. You get the idea of popular recipes from customers and the Dearbergs economists. Available at a holiday price, a special price of just $19.95. You save $7. $19.95, a $7 savings. And, of course, produce gift baskets with sausage and cheese and crackers and wine. And if you want one specially put together, they'd be happy to do it for you. It's all there. Every great gift idea you would expect from Dearbergs.
This is KTRS.
Hey, every car maker is offering end-of-the-year savings. So where's the best deal on the best deal? Stop by any Moore dealership this week and find the car you want at the price you want with more savings, more selection, and more service. Now through the end of the year, you'll get the best cars at the absolute best prices and a whole lot more, including more time to shop. Because every night this week, we're open till 9 and open till 5 on New Year's Eve. But hurry, when the year ends, so does the savings at every Moore location. Moore Cadillac Pontiac, Moore Kia Mitsubishi, Moore Jeep Nissan, and Moore Jaguar Aston Martin. All on Manchester between 270 and Clarkson. Need more reasons? Moore has more than 300 pre-owned cars. Price to sell now while supplies last. That's Moore Cadillac Pontiac, Moore Kia Mitsubishi, Moore Jeep Nissan, and Moore Jaguar Aston Martin. Moore Automotive. Our name is our promise. MooreAutoGroup.com.
At Schrader Funeral Home, our service is why families have turned to us during the past 136 years. Here are just a few comments from families who've been served by Schrader Funeral Home.
Our funeral director was very helpful. He gave us all the attention we required. I would recommend Schrader very highly to everyone.
I asked for a tall stool to use during the visitation, and a member of the Schrader staff drove to his home to get me one of his own stools. Now that is above and beyond the call of duty.
The service my family received was outstanding. The staff at Schrader Funeral Home helped us all through a very difficult time and made everything just perfect for us. I would definitely recommend them to anybody in their time of need.
These are just a few reasons why people choose Schrader Funeral Home. At Schrader Funeral Home, we work hard every day to exceed your expectations. Visit our website at Schrader.com or call us at 636-227-5511.
There is something we all have in common every single day when we drive to work, and that is that little check engine light on our dashboard. And we say to ourselves, if we don't look at the light, it'll go away. Well, we know that's not true. And if your check engine light is on, just like 20 million other Americans, I've got a solution for you. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for AAMCO Transmissions. If that check engine light is on, you need to get your car to one of the five area AAMCO stations, and they'll check it for free. That's right. Absolutely free. Doesn't matter what type of car it is. Foreign, domestic, new car, late model, doesn't matter. Visit one of the five area locations today in Arnold, Brentwood, Fairview Heights, Illinois, Maryland Heights, Westport, and in St. Charles. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO or consult the local white pages for the center nearest you. For a job done right, guaranteed, at a price that's right. It's AA. MCO.
Additional computer diagnosis and additional charge may be required. Call your participating AAMCO Center for details.
There's a place in St. Louis where you can find all the games you love to play and the hottest promotions around, like the Wish It, Win It $300,000 Scratch and Win game. Wish big at Harris and you could win big. Use your Total Rewards card to get a free scratch card every Sunday and Wednesday at Harris North Kansas City, Council Bluffs, or St. Louis. Your scratch card gets you three chances to win, and win big. If you didn't score the grand weekly prize, you can enter in our grand prize drawing with a chance at all three, each valued at over $5,000. If you wish it, you can win it with Wish It, Win It at Harris. Win your share of $300,000 in cash and prizes, only at Harris.
To stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF. Must be 21 or older to gamble or to obtain Total Rewards card. See Total Rewards for complete details. Maximum of $100,000 in prizes per property.
Robert's Fine Apparel for boys to young men is fully stocked for winter with clothing from Nautica, Polo Boys, Stockers, Tommy Hilfiger, Calvin Clothing, Polo Men's Line, Bass Men's Shoes, Men's Stockers, Men's Ties, and so much more. Free alterations for the life of the garment. Mention this ad and receive $10 off any purchase of $50 or more. Roberts is located on Clayton Road, 1 mile east of Plaza Frontenac. Call 997-1770. Stop by and see Rita and Tom for the best in service. That's Roberts Fine Apparel.
Don't let minor illnesses or injuries ruin your holidays. St. Luke's Urgent Care Centers will be open to serve you every day throughout the busy holiday season. Their board-certified physicians, nurses, and staff provide convenient care without an appointment. St. Luke's four urgent care centers are also a great option for out-of-town guests who need to make an unplanned trip to the doctor. Call 314-205-6200 or visit stlukes-stl.com. That's stlukes-stl.com.
Only one St. Louis radio station can do news.
We begin this hour with breaking news
like this.
The bodies were caught through the ID by the fog.
KTRS News.
Now right now, investigators say a wrong way driver caused that deadly crash.
On the hour.
I know the truck was off the highway.
And when it breaks.
We've been learning details of that bank robbery this morning in Olivet.
Brian, one suspect is in custody.
Two left lanes are blocked right now. Looks like it's involving three or four cars in that area.
The Big 550.
That's where they'll be looking for clues.
KTRS. Now, back to the best of Frank O'Pinion and the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you want a bonus, Joe?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Somebody sent this to me, and I'm not kidding. I laughed so loud because the setup is as funny as the joke. And I'm going to put a disclaimer on it. It has a very unpleasant word in it. It's not an obscene word, but it's just... Do you want a bonus, Joe?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Somebody sent this to me, and I'm not kidding. I laughed so loud because the setup is as funny as the joke. And I'm going to put a disclaimer on it. It has a very unpleasant word in it. It's not an obscene word, but it's just kind of a repulsive thing. And here's how, it's a quick one. And the joke is this. I told Dan before the show, two puddles of vomit are walking down the road. Now, that to me, right there...
Is this a true story?
Yeah. The image of two little puddles of vomit walking.
That's a nice, that's a good one.
They're walking down the street, and one of the little puddles of vomit starts crying. And the other vomit puddle looks over at him and says, "What the heck are you crying about?" He says, "Oh," he says, "I'm sorry." He says, "I just get emotional when I go through this neighborhood. This is the neighborhood where I was brought up."
That's not funny.
No.
Two puddles of vomit walking. That's a funny image to me. All right. There's a German psychologist who has just finished years of research. Now, make sure you understand, this is not somebody's idea or something they think. This is years of research. Dr. Michael Merry over in Germany. He has concluded that a long-term relationship with anybody and really good sex is impossible. And he says he has found, after years of research, that the remedy is cheating. He says his recipe for saving a dull sex life is to go out and get yourself, in the case of a guy, a girlfriend.
Yeah. Saving your marriage.
Well, essentially,
so you're doing it for your wife.
Yeah.
He says it is impossible to get everything together, to have trust and harmony at the same time, a level of passion and desire that you experienced when you first met. He's got a book out called Five Lies Concerning Love. And says it's better to accept living with discrepancy between sexual desire and long-term love. I don't know what that means, but he's basically saying you need to get a girlfriend or a boyfriend, whatever the case may be, if you want to make it work. And then we have this guy out in California who, on February 29th, 1976, vowed that he would surf every single day until the next leap day fell on the fifth Sunday of February, which just happened. This guy has surfed every single day for 28 years. 10,407 days of surfing.
Wow.
How are these people born like this?
And to whom did he vow? I guess himself?
I don't know, but he's got about 40 different people, friends and writers and photographers who have documented this and kept track of it. He has surfing publications that have come from around the world to document it. He's now 55 years old. Wow.
Did he stop when after Sunday? Or
yeah, that was I think that was it. He did what he wanted to do. He entered the record books. As soon as he hit the 10,000 day mark, he had broken a record. So January of last year, January of 2003, hit the 10,000 day mark. In order to complete this, he had to put off his marriage to his girlfriend for 10 years.
He's dedicated.
Maybe that's why he did it.
She is now his wife. She recorded the surfings every day for posterity. He took low-paying jobs, worked at night.
That doesn't sound like a surfer.
So his mornings would be free, and he never took a day off. No vacations, no nothing, because think about it. If you went on vacation, you might not be where there was a surf, and you couldn't surf.
It sounds like pretty much his life is a vacation. It doesn't sound like...
He surfed on his wedding day, and he surfed on the day his daughter was born. He now has to have ear surgery because he has so much calcium deposit buildup in his ears from all the water. His eyes are partially covered with scar tissue from all the years of looking into the bright sun and the sun reflecting off the water. He says, now I'm afraid of not surfing. It's hard to say I'm not going to stop or take a vacation. I love it. It's who I am, and to give it up would be really hard.
I wonder how much total time he spent there, because it really wouldn't take much to go surfing every day. You could paddle out and be back in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But he sounds like a guy who enjoys surfing.
But you're right. Just to say you did it, you catch one wave and come back, and you're done.
But it's amazing if he spent that much time out in the ocean, he was never attacked by a shark or anything.
Yeah, 28 years every day. And I saw a guy yesterday on television who was a surfer. And they showed some footage of this guy. I'm going to tell you, that's one of those things that I don't care if I had the best instructor in the world. I don't care if I had the best. I would never be able to stand on a surfboard and balance.
Maybe when you were a kid.
No, I don't think so. That looks very difficult to me, because it's different than if you're on a motorbike and you're jumping dirt hills. You kind of know what's there. Man, that ocean throws stuff at you. You don't know what's coming from the left, from the right, from behind. You don't know what to kind of prepare for. That's amazing to me.
You could probably do that body surfing where you lay down on the board. That doesn't look too hard.
No, I would think.
No.
Fiberglass board sinking.
I don't know if I deserve
that
or not. Let's go to the phones. 314-969-KTRS. You can call us toll-free at 1-888-550-KTRS. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Frank. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Glad to have you.
Got a question for the problem solvers.
Well, that would be us. We are...
the problem solvers.
What's the question?
I've been driving. I'm hoping this isn't as easily answered as I think. Born on the 29th of this year, how do you celebrate it next year?
That's a very good question. Some people do it on the 28th and others do it March 1st. If I were born on the 29th, I think I'd go with the March 1st thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me, but I think it's your choice.
Huh.
I think it's up to you. I've heard of people who do
I've known
both.
More that have celebrated in the 28th just so they can celebrate in the same month of their birthday.
That's a good point, too, because you actually were born in February if it was the 29th. So by celebrating on the 28th, you're still celebrating the right month. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, once again, I think you've done it.
Well, I think we've done it again, too.
We've done it again.
So, Chris, who was born on the 29th?
Come again?
Who is it that was born on the 29th?
No one in particular. I was just sitting here driving, and I thought if anyone could answer the question, it would be you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it would be a little bit more in-depth of an answer, but fortunately for you, it wasn't.
I hate to agree with Karen, but it does make sense that if you were born in February, you'd have to celebrate it on the 28th.
And can I ask Karen a question?
Yes, Chris.
Hi, Karen. I live in St. Charles in the Cardinal Woods subdivision.
Uh-huh.
Off of Elm. What school is it that you work for? I'm also a teacher. What school is it you work at? You often refer to the St. Charles community. I was just curious.
Oh, what? I'm up the hill from you at Hardin Middle School.
Oh, and what do you do there again?
She gives them one.
Yeah.
Right.
Headmaster.
Speech pathologist. And what do you do, Chris?
Hardin.
I've got a...
Ignore them, Chris.
I hope none of my colleagues are listening. I am a industrial arts teacher and for you old school, I guess the shop teacher, I guess is the proper title.
Right.
Wednesday, I cut my finger on a bandsaw giving a bandsaw safety demonstration.
Good demonstration.
Don't do this.
So I had to have a skin graft from another part of my body, which I'd like not to mention at this present time, and they had to.
So you have butt fingers now.
So now my finger might be a little bit larger than what it was, so I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but hopefully it won't be too noticeable here in a couple weeks.
You didn't have your penis transplanted onto your hand, did you?
No, but that did come up from the doctor. He asked if there was any type of augmentation he would like for me to have done, and I opted not to go that route.
You would have had a hard time buying gloves if you would have done that.
That'd be cool if you lose a finger.
Wait a minute.
What?
It'd be cool if you lost a finger and had your Weezer put on your hand.
You'd
be a great. You'd be a great pointer. Right over there.
Except for you, Terry, you'd be small. That finger would then be small.
It'd have to be your pinky.
Yeah. And if it was cold out, you couldn't point anywhere.
No, that's true.
Where'd your finger go?
See what you started, Chris? It all started with a birthday, and you started. All right.
You guys are awesome. Thank you for listening.
You
thank you for helping with the problem.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Thank
bye,
you, Frank.
Chris.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
I'm interested
as
to why he was interested in that question when he didn't have the birthday and he didn't have a child born
on
that day.
He's home on a sick leave, apparently.
He's bored. He's
recovering.
Bored, waiting for his penis to attach to his hand. let's go to, I believe, Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hi, Karen.
Oh, hello, Kevin.
Well, you know, Karen, I kind of agreed with you on the February 29th thing. I would have want to celebrate it in February, too, but I had my first grandson born on the 29th.
Oh, congratulations.
And I did a little research, and there's some couple of websites about it, and they say that you should celebrate it on March 1st. Because that's the 60th day of the year.
Yeah, you're actually backing up a day by doing the 28th and staying in your same month. You're skipping back a day.
Yeah, but if you're a kid, you always want your birthday to come now.
That's
so,
right.
You know, if
well, that's
choice,
what I was thinking, too, yeah. Plus, I'd want it in February because I was born in February. But your birthday, according to most of these websites, is the birth date is the 29th, but your birthday
is the 60th.
Would be the 1st.
The 60th day of the year. That makes sense.
It does, too.
That makes sense, too.
So how do you celebrate?
Well, we haven't had a chance to. He was just born.
Oh, okay.
Dumb question,
Karen. We're still celebrating that.
Karen's an idiot.
No, not
be
at
doing
all.
That for a while.
Even last
well,
year,
I kind of agree with Karen. I think if it were me, I'd want to have it on the 28th. But most people, they say do it on the 1st.
Well, so then celebrate both days. What the heck?
Heck, yeah. Well, I did read one article where the whole weekend, one kid would get a present every day of the weekend because I guess he was kind of screwed out of a birthday every 4 years, so...
Or every 4 years, you just have one huge birthday.
Yeah. Well, you could do that. When you're a kid, though, you can't wait that long. Terry's
No, that's a good point. Okay, Grandpa.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for the call.
What if you had that operation, then you could really walk up to people and say, hey, pull my finger.
Now push it. Now pull it.
I pulled my own finger.
You know, if a doctor really if a doctor like went if he went crazy and he wanted to become like kind of a mad scientist, he could. And again, he snapped. He could get somebody in the operating room and transplant their Weezer onto their nose or make
or
their face
their nipple.
Yeah, just go do some stuff.
Just make it a little bit. Make me different, Doc.
Do some crazy stuff. And would it be illegal? Think about this. Would it be against the law if you signed all the papers and said, I want my Weezer put on my face. I want it put where my nose was. Have my nose burned off or cut off your chin.
And would you be able to walk around? I mean, would it be legal? Or would that be...
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It's not. There's no law. Show me the law. You cannot have your Weezer on your face. There's no law.
You have to wear a mask.
So indeed, it wouldn't be indecent exposure.
Your ski mask.
Oh, that's a good one too. Would it be indecent exposure if it becomes your nose? You go, no, it's my nose now.
Yeah. I've got only one nostril.
One nostril. That's pretty little.
Everybody would walk around calling you blank face.
What was that mean? No, blank I'm, face.
I'm
But there are some questions that I think deserve to be asked, and here's one of them. You gave permission. The procedure, although not common, if you had an accident and lost your nose. Now, I don't. There are multiple ways that could happen. Car wreck.
Well, Michael Jackson. Look at Michael Jackson.
There
his nose about ready to fall off. What if his nose does fall off? And he decides, I want to put
my
that up, up on my nose.
And that become my nose.
It'll probably look better than he's got now.
It would. And is that illegal? I can't imagine how it would be. Hopefully, someday, before we die, somebody will do something like that, and we'll get an answer to our question.
Oh, I'm sure.
You might do it?
Yeah.
You're listening to Frank O'Pinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
A.M. and the P.M. from 3 to 6:30.
Tonight at 11 p.m. and join St. Louis's own George Newry for Coast to Coast A.M. Only on KTRS.
In the spring of 2006.
Play by play on the radio.
High deep to center field. Back is DeNorfia at the wall. Looking out for Stanton. There goes 41 and 201 for Albert Pujols.
The most storied franchises in the great American pastime will have two new homes.
Play by play, I saw it on the
ring. It is going, it is going, it is going.
The spring of 2006, the big fight that he has the Cardinals. KTRS. The Redbirds Station.
Joe Buck for SunTrip West County Volvo.
So what do you have up your sleeve, Steve Lynch?
Joe, during our holiday sales event at SunTrip West County Volvo, we've got a little something for everyone on 06 Volvos. If you're thinking of buying a new Volvo, we sweetened our deal with a complimentary premium package. Leather, sunroof, and much more. Up to $3,000 in extras, all on us.
I love it.
But if you're looking to lease, you're going to love these 24-month Volvo leases. All under $300 a month. The S40 2.4 for only $199. The S60 2.5 Turbo only $268. The V70 Wagon only $278. And the XC90 2.5 Turbo SUV only $274.
That's a win-win deal.
Whether you're buying or leasing, our holiday sales event has something for you.
SunTrip West County Volvo on Manchester, just west of 141. Volvo for life.
Premium package excludes S40 and V50, $3,500 to $4,300 U.S. signing with lease, security deposit, plus tax title, registration, include all incentives through December 31st, WCVolvo.com.
I had so many questions about my new Medicare benefits. I had no idea which options were the best for me, and no one seemed to understand my frustration. Well, then I spoke with a volunteer at the claim program.
The new year will be here before you know it. What'll you do in 2006 to make a difference for yourself and others? This year, make it your resolution to become a volunteer.
Being retired, I had a lot of free time on my hands. I needed to fill that time with something rewarding, something that gave back. So I became a claim volunteer.
Become a claim volunteer in 2006. Make a significant difference in someone's life by helping them understand their Medicare health care benefits.
The claim volunteers were so helpful. They answered all my questions and were so patient. Well, thank you, claim, for caring about me.
Keep your resolution this year. Sign up today to volunteer with claim. Computer skills are a plus and training is provided. Visit MissouriClaim.org and click on the volunteer button. That's MissouriClaim.org. Funding for this ad was sponsored in part by the Missouri Foundation for Health and the Claim Program.
Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here, inviting you to join me right here on the Big 550 every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. for health and fitness news. It's called the Chesterfield Commons Athletic Club's Body by Babu Show. As a certified personal trainer, I'm passionate about helping my clients look and feel their best. And now I can help you. I'll be joined by health and wellness experts and other fitness professionals, and will gladly take your calls about weight loss, nutrition, and exercise. We're getting fit on the Big 550 KTRS every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-400-9144. That's 1-800-400-9144. 1-800-400-9144.
Hi, Cardinal fans. This is Mark Mulder, inviting you to join me along with my teammates at the Cardinals Care Winter Warm. There will be autographs, memorabilia, Hall of Famers, free prizes, and fun. Plus, every dollar raised will go to Cardinal Care to support kids. The warm-up is at the Millennium Hotel in downtown St. Louis, January 14, 15, and 16. So join me and my teammates at the warm-up. I'll see you there.
For passes, call 314-345-9000 or go to stlcardinal.com.
St. Louis and Metro East McDonald's owner-operators proudly support Ronald McDonald House Charities, which provides a home away from home for families with children needing serious medical care. Here in St. Louis, three facilities house and feed up to 39 families, and over 24 years, 20,000 families have been helped. Just $5 covers the cost of one night's stay for a family, so a little help goes a long way. You can support the Ronald McDonald House by donating at your local McDonald's, by mail, or online at rmhcstl.com.
Breaking news at the speed of sound.
We heard the blast from our hotel room.
KTRS News.
I don't know what happened, to be honest. We were just in a carriage. There was a big explosion.
You can hear the SWAT team helicopter go by overhead.
They have discovered remnants of the timing device used to detonate the bombs.
It's been a long 2.5 years, and
for all of us to actually fly in space again.
We had to walk past the train, and there
was supposedly
all the windows were blown out.
Asked our colleague to use some of his recruits.
I couldn't tell where the damage ended from Ivan and where it started from Dennis.
First, fast, accurate. The Big 550. KTRS. Live streaming audio is always available 24/7 by logging on to KTRS.com. La Russa's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Hi, it's Frank Opinion, and I am not an expert by any means about money. That's why I believe it's good to know somebody who is. I know two people who are, Mark Ribb and Jason Becker at Stiefel Nicholas. MarkandJason.com is their website. Now, this is the perfect time of year to rethink what you're doing with your money. If you have $25,000 or more to invest, if you've just changed jobs, you have to roll over a 401k, maybe you retired, maybe you got blown out, and you need to know what to do with that money so you don't lose money, so you don't have to pay taxes on it. These guys can help you with that. You know, it's the end of the official tax year. So as you're getting ready to do your taxes, a perfect time to talk to these guys. It doesn't cost you a thing to meet them. And if necessary, they'll come to you. Listen to what they have to say. Let them listen to what you have to say about your goals financially in your life. It doesn't matter if you're 25 or 45 or 65. Mark and Jason, Stiefel Nicholas. Website. For all the information you need to know, including their phone number, markandjason.com.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It is dry and windy in parts of Oklahoma and Texas, and the result is brush fires that have been threatening homes and businesses in the two states.
Right now, the winds in Oklahoma right now are like 50 miles an hour or so. It's pretty significant fire.
That man in Mustang, Oklahoma, just southwest of Oklahoma City.
From what I've heard and what I could see, there's been 6, 7, 8 homes burned. It's right behind a Walmart and another shopping center.
Those still near their homes are watering their lawns trying to keep the flames away. At least 3 people have been slightly hurt in those Oklahoma fires. Firefighters are also battling several grass fires in North Texas. Flames and smoke are threatening homes and ranches near Fort Worth as well. Busloads of NFL coach Tony Dungy's former and current players were on hand today for the funeral of Dungy's 18-year-old son James in Tampa. Police say James committed suicide last week. Dungy said this today.
Our family will stand strong. The strength that we have in the Lord will allow us to get through this just as we get through times of victory.
Dungy also urged parents to hug their kids every chance they get. The Justice Department says 49 people have been indicted for scamming about $200,000 from the American Red Cross after Hurricane Katrina. ABC's Steve Taylor explains what they're accused of.
After Katrina, the Red Cross did what it had never done before, set up call centers using contract workers to handle most of the claims. 17 workers at the Bakersfield, California Center took advantage of chaotic conditions there to approve aid payments of phony claims filed by relatives and friends. The scam was discovered when Red Cross officials noticed a lot of money being collected at Western Union offices in Bakersfield, a city with few Katrina evacuees. Steve Taylor, ABC News.
There's an investigation underway in New Orleans after about a dozen police officers shot and killed a man wielding a knife. They say they told the man to stop several times, but he refused. MoneyScope, Dow lost 106 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
Ready, everybody? Sammy, put down the rich chocolate Ovaltine hot. Okay, here comes the beep.
Hi, you've reached the Connors. Beth.
Jerry.
And Samantha.
We can't get to the phone right now because
I want to finish my Ovaltine hot. It's the best hot chocolate in the whole wide world.
Sammy.
It has vitamins and stuff, but I just like the taste. Yummy, creamy, chocolatey, and
Sammy.
Ovaltine hot makes my belly feel all warm inside and...
Sammy.
Oh, leave a message.
That went well.
More Ovaltine, please.
Want to get to the next level of your career? Earn a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix. It's education designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn your degree in 2 to 3 years. At over 170 campuses, they offer programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix at 1-800-853-4433. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. 1-800-853-4433.
It is 4:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. Charges have been filed against a Cahokia mother and her boyfriend for the death of 6-year-old Ryan Smith. The St. Clair County Prosecutor's Office tells KTRS News 24-year-old Star Lohman and 33-year-old Lee D. Crutchfield of St. Louis have each been charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder. Bond for Lohman and Crutchfield is set at $1 million. The county coroner calls it one of the worst abuse cases he's ever seen.
There were some old injuries as well as some new injuries. And I believe that the cause of death will bear out that it was blunt force trauma to the entire body.
Smith's body was found Christmas night in the bedroom of a duplex he shared with his mother, the boyfriend, and also a 20-month-old brother. That brother is now with relatives. No injuries are reported in this morning's robbery of the Southern Commercial Bank on Gravois. The suspect described by the FBI as a white male, about 5 feet 8, 150 pounds, 30 to 35. He was wearing a dark hooded sweatshirt and escaped with an undetermined amount of money. Saying the ends don't justify the means, a Cape Girardeau state senator proposing banning cameras at intersections unless his concerns are addressed.
I don't want to empower a private company that has control over the sequencing of the lights, control over the issuance of the tickets, and is on a contingency fee agreement with the cities that the more tickets they write, the more money they make, to have all of that power in red light enforcement.
Republican Jason Crowell tells KTRS News he's not necessarily opposed to using cameras if his concerns are addressed. Arnold's cameras would have to come down if Crowell's bill passes in the upcoming session. Noting only 61% of taxpayer funding for education reaches the classroom, a Frontenac state representative is proposing a constitutional amendment. It would ensure at least 65 cents of every education dollar makes its way to the classroom.
We really need to do what we can to get as much of the great resources that we spend, as much of those resources, into actually instructing students and not spending so much of it on administration and bureaucracy within the education system.
Republican T. Scott Mushaney will be filing a bill next month. Missouri Governor Matt Blunt supports Mushaney's proposal, saying raising the figure to 65 from 61 cents on the dollar will put an extra $272 million into classrooms. Simmons Cooper Market Report, the Dow ends the day down 106, NASDAQ was down 23, and the S&P down 12. Our stock report is brought to you this hour by John Simmons and Jeff Cooper of the law firm Simmons Cooper LLC. Go to SimmonsCooper.com. Here's your Weather Plus forecast.
A pretty balmy afternoon by December standards in St. Louis. Temperatures near 60 for the high, but the sun fading behind clouds later on today. Lots of clouds tonight and tomorrow with a little bit of light rain. Low 40s overnight, mid 40s for the high tomorrow. I'm News Channel 5 meteorologist Scott Connolly for the Big 550. KTRS.
Fair skies and 58 degrees at 4:06. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. Here's Mark Stevens in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
Thank you, Brian. Eastbound 44 Grand Avenue, we have a report of sheets of plastic in the right lane. Southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Slight delays already for the drive home. Grand Avenue at 70, an accident there has been cleared. Also, another accident cleared, Airport Road at Florissant. Actually, that is an accident. Right now, that hasn't been cleared yet. Northbound 55 is slowing onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Toyota owners, donate a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more at your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and get your oil changed for only $9.95. It ends December 31st. From the Golden Oak Landing Traffic Center, I'm Mark Stevens on the Big 550 KTRS.
Explore the magnificence of ancient Sumer, the world's first civilization, through one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur. Now open at the St. Louis Art Museum. Exquisite and extravagant jewelry of gold, lapis lazuli, and carnelian, cups of gold and silver, and bowls of alabaster are among the pieces from one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur contains a rich collection of objects made from the Royal Court of Sumer, the traditional site of the Garden of Eden. Don't miss this limited engagement to see these rare works of art at the St. Louis Art Museum. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur. It's open now at the St. Louis Art Museum.
She won't leave the house.
Ever?
No. Watch this. Honey, I just got two free tickets to the Rancho Relaxo Spa. There's a limo outside. Honey.
I'm going to have to take a pass on that.
Whoa, that's bad.
Yeah. Ever since we got our American Standard heating system, it's been so comfortable, nothing can make her leave. Watch. The limo's filled with money.
No thanks.
And shoes. The limo to paradise is filled with money and shoes.
Yeah, rain check.
Introducing a whole new level of comfort from American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Now when you buy a qualifying system, you receive your choice of a free comfort control, humidifier, or 5-inch media air filter. Plus, no payments until 2007.
I've got the solution.
What is it?
Let's go bowling.
You're a genius.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Offer valid from September 1st to December 31st, 2005. See your participating American Standard independent dealer for details.
In Metro East, call Plunk Heating and Cooling today at 618-677-2722. That's Plunk Heating and Cooling. 618-677-2722.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here from my friends at Window World. You've heard me talk about how great Window World is. $189 per window installed, and then the best windows at the best price. How do I know that? Well, they come with the Energy Star logo, and the Energy Star logo is the only one granted by the U.S. Department of Energy and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency as the most advanced energy-efficient products on the market. So not only do you get a great price, $189 installed per window, but you'll also get the most energy-efficient windows on the market. Also, by using low-E glass and argon gas, you will save on your energy bill. Now, when you call Window World, ask about their fuel savings pledge, and you can save up to 35% on your heating bills. Don't forget to mention the Big 550 KTRS and receive $50 off your order. 314-993-1800 or check them out online, windowworldinc.com. For window minimum, 314-993-1800. You need windows, it's Window World.
I'm Adam Bold of the Mutual Fund Store. How much changed in your life from the age of 14 to the age of 21? How about 21 to 28? 28 to 35? Did your worldview change at all? Do you think you got smarter? Did your perspective on investing in retirement change? There are financial advisors who sell annuities and mutual funds that have penalties if you want to sell within 7 years. They tell their client that the penalty really doesn't matter because they won't want to sell during that time frame. You are a long-term investor, aren't you? Just because you're a long-term investor doesn't mean you should be penalized if your investment goals change or if an investment product fails to perform. A lot can happen in 7 years. The Mutual Fund Store can put together a portfolio with the flexibility to change as you change. Your investments should grow with you. Don't commit to an investment that penalizes you for living 7 years. Call one of my trusted advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Deerdorf and Hart Steakhouse has been serving the dining needs of St. Louis for over 20 years. The downtown location with a great view has a sports bar that's perfect for after the game. The Westport location, convenient for everyone living in St. Charles and St. Louis counties. Deerdorf and Hart serves only certified Angus beef steaks, aged at least 21 days and perfectly prepared to your liking. Business dinners, special occasions, or holiday get-togethers, make it Deerdorf and Hart's. Downtown or Westport, whichever location you choose, a reservation at Deerdorf and Hart's means your table is ready.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-400-9144. That's 1-800-400-9144. 1-800-400-9144.
The Big 550.
KTRS St. Louis.
More laughs for the ride home with the best of Frank O'Pinion and the Lawrence Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm glad they came along. I dedicate this song to all the girls I love. All the girls I want.
Hey, Julio kind of fell out of it, didn't he? Remember
yeah,
when
what
he was he was so hot, he was doing duets with everybody, and then boom, and then his kid comes along.
Now his son's doing a duet with Anna.
Really?
Yeah, they've been together for a while.
On a cornhole?
Yeah. No, Cornacova.
Man, Julio was the hottest thing going.
And I think Enrique got his mole taken off.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that story when Julio was in town performing? It was supposed to be true. He was staying at, I think, the Adams Mark, and he had his private jet fly him back to California for the day because he didn't like the pool.
The sun, yeah.
He didn't like the pool. Out, yeah. He wanted to sit around his own pool. So he flies home just to sit by the pool and comes back. That's when you got the big money. Mm-hmm. All right. Welcome back, everybody. I got a special guest that I didn't tell anybody we'd have because I didn't even know, even though we had him. Yesterday, I get in here, and I get a note. Nice note. Let me see that letter there, Dan. Bring that over here. And a little booklet. And let me make sure Ned's on the line here. Hey, Ned, are you on the line?
Hi, Frank.
All right, now hang on, Ned. I'm going to read some stuff, and then Ned's a talker. I got to kind of hold him back. Says, dear Frank and Dan, he did not address the rest of you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He says, I'm an 87-year-old blind guy in a wheelchair who likes to keep busy. Two main loves are woodworking and music. And what caught my attention was that woodworking thing. Blind guy. He says, I live in Del Mar Gardens in Fenton. I play keyboard for three religious services a week, and I call bingo on Saturday using Braille cards. Also play keyboard for a chime choir two times a month and for a sing-along two times a month. I'm a member of the Lions Club, where I play poker two times a week with eight-sided guys. Now, this also got my attention. I'll tell you why in a minute. He says, I make a gambling game called Crackpot using small woodworking tools in my room for 2.5 years. I had a complete woodworking shop in the basement of Del Mar Gardens in Merrimack Valley, where I made shuffleboards and bowling alleys. I've written a small book about my life that I've enclosed, and I think it'd be great fun to be on your show. Perhaps we could have a laugh or two. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome 87-year-old, soon to become 88-year-old Ned Cox.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't I remember us talking to him once before about the game
shuffleboard?
Yeah.
You're right, Karen, and hi, Karen.
Oh, hi, Ned.
Hey, Karen.
Still got it.
That sounds sexy as a mischief.
Well, let me tell you something, Ned. You're absolutely right. She does sound sexy. Now, Ned, a couple of things here. First of all, I'm so glad you sent the note and the book, and I read your book last night, and here it is. It says, Ned Cox Remembers, an autobiography. And I read 90% of it. I kind of skipped through the latter part about the subcontracting and the buildings and all that stuff. That got a little more boring because I found you personally more interesting than that stuff. Now, let me ask you a couple of things, first of all.
Fine, Frank.
You in your book, you talk a lot about how you, in your life, have been responsible for placing blind people in jobs that employers otherwise would never have let blind people have.
And that's right.
And I'm talking about machines and tools and lathes and saws and factory-type jobs.
Right.
How does that work? Give me an example of some of the things you've done and jobs you've acquired for other people that employers would have said, no way can they do that.
Okay. Frank, I worked for the State of Kentucky Rehabilitation Department, and my job was to go out, travel to the company by bus or whatever, and to demonstrate to the employer that I could get there to and from on my own. Then I would get a hold of the production manager and go out to the plant, get a hold of a lathe or a drill press or some other type of machine, and demonstrate that it did not require sight to do that job. Of course, he didn't believe that. And I always point out that there was always two safe positions for your hands when you were operating a machine. I learned this in a machine shop tool course in Chicago, in training there. and we operate a milling machines and grinders and so on. Always two safe places for your hands.
Behind your back.
That would be one.
And Frank, one thing that employers always appreciate was that I wasn't, or a blind person's not distracted by that pretty girl across the aisle in those tight jeans.
Now, when I read that, Ned, in your book, I thought, you know what, that makes all the sense in the world, because I actually had a wreck one time looking at a girl in Clayton, and I'm staring at her, and it was a summer, and she had a little short skirt on, and I slammed into the guy in front of me because I was distracted by
her.
You were. And I thought, in a factory, when some cute girl walked by, Ned is not going to be distracted.
Drops
by that.
A drill bit.
What a pity.
Yeah, what a pity. But you got a good point. So continue.
I would demonstrate that this drill press could be operated safely, and you can always touch a drill bit that's rotating on the left side, and it will not cut your finger. Now, the right side, the grooves are coming towards you, and it will nick your finger. So you touch it on the left and position the drill and drill your material, whatever the job is. And, of course, the sighted employees and employer would be interested in that and really, after a demonstration, realize it did not require sight.
Now, I forgot to mention, you're missing eight fingers.
I always hold up my 10 fingers and say, you know, I built my own table saw with a 12-inch carbide blade on a one-horsepower motor.
I got to tell you something, Ned. As much as you're trying to explain this, it's very difficult for most people to understand how you've spent a lifetime working with wood and saws and presses, and you didn't lose any fingers. That's incredible. And you're totally blind. This is not a matter of having to get real close. You're blind.
No, that's right, Frank. I had my shop out here. I mentioned that in the book at Delmer Gardens in the basement. And for 2 years, the management here were very kind, and they let me have my power saws and all my stuff. And finally, the insurance guy came by and said, "What in the world are you doing with a blind guy in your basement running a power saw?"
Yeah, I can imagine. So
that was the end of that. But I still make little things here in my room, little hand tools. I couldn't live without getting a hold of a few hand tools.
Now, you can make good, nice works of wood by yourself without any assistance?
Yeah, that's right.
That's unbelievable.
It is.
Unbelievable.
How many of those shuffleboard games do you have?
Well, I've got two. It's a combination. Is that Dan?
Yeah,
that's
Dan.
It's a combination. You can play either miniature bowling alley or shuffleboard. I've got two made up now. My partner, since they closed my shop here, my partner makes them in his shop. He's a sighted person.
Yeah.
And they're 11 feet long, 22 inches wide, and table height. I have a device whereby you can set your pins up in perfect position, and it's a rack. Lift that rack off the alley when you want to play shuffleboard. Use standard pucks and the candy glide wax. And the little commercial here sells for $795. I get on Paul's program, Yard Sale, every Saturday to plug my products.
Paul Warner.
Paul Warner. But I have a lot of fun, Frank, in life, and I feel like a guy needs to keep busy, and I try to do that even though I can't see and I'm in a wheelchair.
Now let me talk about your blindness a little bit. You'll be 88 when?
In November.
November.
Yeah.
You could see till you were, if I read the remember the book, seven.
Seven, yeah.
At the age of seven, another kid hit you in the eye with a stick.
Stick, right, yeah.
Now explain to him how you ended up losing sight in both eyes because this kid stuck you in the one eye with a stick.
Right. Actually, he stuck me in the eyebrow, the right eye. The point of the stick injured the back part of the eye. This was back in 1923. So the ophthalmologists then weren't aware how easily infection crossed from one eye to the other. They removed that eye after 6 months. But it formed a cataract on the left eye, and then gradually the sight faded in that until I was about 12. I had light perception then, but I went to the Kentucky School for the Blind and went to a woodworking class.
Let me stop you, though. That's something I never knew, that back then, and I guess it could happen now, except now they're so much more knowledgeable.
Stop
it, that an injury to an eye could cross over to the other eye.
Right. Well, you know, the optic nerve is like a fork or a slingshot. you have a main stem, then two branches, one to each eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very logical that infection would back up through that branch and back to the joining and out the other fork to contaminate the other eye. The cataract on the left eye, which was not injured originally.
And it goes into the optic nerves, go into the chiasm.
Yeah,
into
right.
The back of the brain.
Well, listen to Dan.
Yeah.
That Dan's on the ball, you know.
No, he's not.
My eye doctor's at Wash U, and they finally determined that's what the problem is. It's not my optic nerves; it's the chiasm.
Oh. Hey, Ned, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Do you, after 80 years, do you remember colors and things like that?
Well, not really, I guess, Terry. I think it's the first few years I dreamed in colors and thought about colors, but, you know, at 87, that's 80 years ago, I really don't think much about colors, although I know what red is and I know what white is, and, of course, that's something that a person who's born blind would not know, and if you told him the tree was 30 feet tall, he'd have no way of knowing that because he couldn't reach that far. Now, I have conception of height and distance, and that's a big help, even though I only had sight for 7 years.
So you remember what a tree and a bridge look like.
Yeah, right.
Now, you also, your book was written, I noticed, in 94 or somewhere in there.
Right.
It's about 10 years old.
St. Louis. Yeah.
And at that time, you mentioned your wife. Is your wife still alive?
No, she came with me in 94 at this retirement home. Very nice place, by the way. And she passed away. She had Alzheimer.
And how long ago did you lose her?
Back in 97.
So you were married how long? A long time.
55 years.
Wow.
And she gave me a wonderful daughter, Kathy, and two great grandchildren, a boy, Paul, and a girl, Jennifer. And they gave me a little great granddaughter, was 13. And so I feel like I'm a real lucky guy, Frank.
Well, I got to tell you something, Ned. The reason I wanted to call you is I have this fascination.
Uh-huh.
And tremendous respect for blind people who carry on and who are inspirational. And I think part of the reason is I've had some eye problems in my life, and I've had some surgeries.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, and I have a very good vision now, but it's not a vision thing. It's more of a fancy bunch of words, chronic blepharitis and meibomian gland dysfunction. I mean, it's a big word. But I've had surgeries, and it's a chronic burning and pain, and they can't figure out why, and they can't get rid of it. But when that happens, you can't help but think, oh, my goodness, what if I go blind someday? What if that happens? Dan has a very serious problem that someday could cause him to lose his sight.
Is that right?
And I sit around and I think, well, that's it. Man, my life would be over. And then I read a thing like this and talk to a guy like you, and I realize, you know what, it's not. And when you say, I'm very lucky and I have these you've never seen your grandkids. You never saw your wife.
I haven't, and they all look beautiful to me, and they'll always stay that way, Frank.
And see, isn't that a wonderful way to look at it? You have no prejudice. You have no concept of pretty, ugly. You don't know or care what they look like.
Right.
And you never saw your wife.
Right.
You felt her, though, I bet.
Oh, yeah, that I have. I've got that braille touch finger.
You got the magic touch.
And that's the best part of women is the feeling part.
Oh, you're right. You're right, Frank.
That's what I think.
You have to get the points every once in a while.
I get it, the points.
The point. Yeah,
I
see what you're doing there.
Frank, let me tell you a story. When I was going to college, I had a real charming young lady sitting next to me in a history class, and we got acquainted and we talked and so on. I said, how about going out on a date? And she said, well, I guess we could do that. Well, the guy sitting the other side of me said, hey, buddy, you know that girl is a colored girl? And I said, no, she looks good to me. So I want to tell you one other story. You know, I'm a musician. I play keyboard and saxophone, guitar, and so on. One night in Louisville, coming from a very disreputable place on 2nd Street called the Merry-Go-Round, 2 o'clock in the morning, carrying my saxophone. Well, I'd had a few beers at the place, and I only lived about 8 blocks away, and I was walking home out Broadway, a big wide street in Louisville, and I realized that I was lost. So I said, what am I going to do? Well, I said, I got to get out here in the street and stop somebody. Got out in the middle of Broadway, which is about 90 feet wide, and put up my hand, and the saxophone in one hand, and the car came screeching stop. And I said, what's the matter, buddy? And I said, friend, I'm blind, I'm drunk, and I'm lost.
And he took
That's
you home.
True story, Frank.
And he took you home.
He took me home.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'd rather sit and talk to a guy like you than the biggest star in Hollywood. I really would.
And,
and there are a lot of radio shows that make a big deal out of, well, our coming up, our guest is Melanie Griffith. We can learn more from a guy like you than we'll ever learn from Alec Baldwin. And I'm dead serious. Can you hang on while I take a break?
Sure, Frank.
And I want to ask you a couple other questions. And I know you got a thousand stories. So,
All right.
So hang on, Ned. I'm going to put you on hold, but don't go away, okay?
All right, thank you.
Let me do that. Ned Cox, who lives down in Fenton. What a character.
Really?
87, and great stories. Hey, it's Frank. Hope you're having a great holiday. And I want to let you know that Johnny Landoff Chevrolet has reintroduced, well, I don't know if they reintroduced it or they extended what was the 24-hour test drive to the 48-hour test drive. That's right. You find a Chevy that you like, you can test drive it for 48 hours. Let me see. That's 2 days. Wow. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. And you know that jingle that's been around forever? By the low overhead way. You know what that means? It means they've been in their present location for 45 years. So they really are the true owners. That building, that lot.